Sam Shui Po is the poorest district in Hong Kong, and they have different kind of problem in Sam Shui Po. Elderly, some people they have mental problems, and poor people also live in here, and so we need to more care about Sam Shui Po people.
And what sort of housing conditions are some people living in here in this district?
People live in not very good condition. They live in very small space, and the living condition is not quite well. And maybe people live in the bench bed with a subdivided room with very small space. One side is toilet, another side already in the kitchen, another side already in the bed.
So in what way is Project Space able to help then?
We do different type of improvement, like cleaning up first. We do some pest control, and we do some furniture work, and also electronic work. Some elderly people, they collect a lot of stuff, and we will do some cleaning up and make the space more livable.
What kind of things then can you do when you're living in a very small space and you have a lot of possessions? What can you do to try to help people to gather together their things to make it neat and tidy and to make as much use of the space as possible?
Sometimes we will do some more effective furniture, like we do more folding furniture, like the bed we'll fold it up, and the table can be folded up, which can make the space bigger, but which can make the space using effective.
Where do you get the materials from or any furniture that you might need to supply to people?
We connect it from second-hand shop, and also some furniture is people donate to us.
With all this work that you're having to do, getting furniture, materials and so on, of course I know you rely a lot on volunteer work as well, but how important is the funding from Operation Santa Claus to allow you to continue this project?
The funding from Operation Santa Claus actually helped us to start up this project, which we can have some part-time staff to help us to work with the families. And we also have some training for our volunteers. There are pest control instructors to train our volunteers. We use the funding to increase our project capacity.
So how many people do you hope to be able to help?
In the coming years, we have target to help 80 families. We also target to recruit 50 volunteers to work together.